Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The daf that we will be learning today is a daf that's characterized by calculations and issues concerning dating. In our previous shiur, we saw an accounting of the different empires or ruling bodies that existed during the time of Bayis Sheni, the Second Temple. The Bayis Sheni stood for a period of 420 years, and it concluded, according to the source above, with Malchus Hordus, Malchus Beis Hordus, which in effect was also a time that the Roman Empire was in charge. Prior to the Romans, however, the Greek Empire reigned across the world. It's noteworthy that the Greek Empire followed the Persians. The Persians, who coincided with the Beis HaMikdash for a period of 34 years, namely the first 34 out of 420 years, following them were the Greeks. They ruled, according to the source we saw above, for a period of 180 years, coinciding with the Beis HaMikdash, the Second Temple. As a result of a comment made on the Gemara on Daf Yud, there is a certain 6-year discrepancy that we won't get into right now, but it's important for us to note that the Greeks started their world rule 380 years before the destruction of the temple. In other words, if you were to pinpoint the year of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash of Bayis Sheni, Greek dating would read year 380. If you would be, let us say, 10 years after the temple destruction, documents dating themselves from the using the Greek ascension to power as the focal point of their dating system, it would read, once again, 10 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the document would say year 390. With that introduction in mind, we will take a look at the Gemara. Well, before we actually read the Gemara, we'll want to take note of some of our markings. We're opening up the Gemara on Daf Tes. On the first wide line, you see a diamond surrounding Rav Papa's name and a double underlined underneath an expression, Itoi Haitana. In the margin, we've included a Nosei Mivneh, Nosei representing the topic, Mivneh, a structural note. Here we've combined the two, and you see a diamond featured. Cheshbonos, calculations, kidei ladas, in order to know, number one, kama shonim onu acharei hachurban, how many years are we after the temple destruction? And a second calculation that will appear later on the page, second line from the bottom, you can see, that is a calculation to know kama shonim ovru mishnas arbos alofim, how many years have passed since the year 4000. The year 4000, we will see later in the Gemara, represents the last unit of 2000 years that make up the world's lifespan, so to speak. The first 2000 years, the Gemara will tell us, are called the years of Tohu. The second 2000 years, concluding in the year 4000, are the years of Torah, and the last 2000 years up till the year 6000 are called Yemos HaMashiach. So later the Gemara will deal with the issue if a person is not sure of how many years he is into the Yemois HaMashiach, he has a way of finding that information out by asking the Sofrim, the people that date documents, that prepare documents and date them. Let us now turn to the Gemara itself. Omar of Papa, I toi hai tana velo yoda proti kamo havi. If this tana, this is a reference to that which was mentioned a bit above. We have arrows to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text to tie this together with what was with that which was mentioned above. Above it was mentioned toward the end of the source that was appeared at the top of the page. There was a phrase mikan vi'elech tseva chashiv kamo shonim achar churban habayis, namely, with the destruction of the temple, which took place at the end of the Malchus Beis Hordus. There then entered a period of time called post-temple, and as the years went on, a person might forget how many years precisely he is since the Churban. Now, a very basic assumption is made in this entire sugya, and that is as follows, that when one is not aware of the time or the date, that means he's not aware of the specific date. However, a person is always aware of how many hundreds of years he is since a particular event. Therefore, the Gemara that we just read mentioned that if the Tana above, who made reference to the passage of time since the Korban, if he doesn't know the Proti Kamahave, the we call that the units and tens, so to speak, the detail of time, then what does he do? He consults l'shayle l'safro kamakosiv. He should consult those that prepare documents, that prepare all kinds of shtoros, and ask him, what is the date that you are writing into the document? As we mentioned in our introduction, those documents that were prepared for the general public, they used the Greek ascension to power as the beginning of their dating system, of their timing. Therefore, as we mentioned earlier, the year of the Churban, they would date their documents and write in it year 380. 20 years after the Churban, they would date their documents year 400. So with that example in mind, once again, we are talking about the Tana above that made reference to the year of the Churban. If as time goes on, he forgets how many years exactly he is since the Churban, so he asks the Sofrim, what are you writing into your documents? Continuing in the Gemara, v'nitfi alayhu esrin shonin, and add to whatever number he gives, you add 20. Umishkach le l'chumre, and then you'll find out your cheshbon exactly how much it is. The simonech, in order to remember the idea of adding 20, remember the pasuk zeli esrim shana beveischa. Let's go over that once again. Let us say that a person is a certain number of years after the Churban, and he doesn't know exactly how many years. So he consults the person who dates documents, and let us say that he says that I'm writing right now year 400. So you hear him say 400. You realize that the end of that number is 400 is 400. So you add to the end of that number 20. Add to 0, 20. So then you understand I am in the 20th year since the Churban. Let's say he writes in his document year 420. So you see the 20 that's at the end of that number? You add 20 and you get 40. So that you know you're 40 years since the Churban. And in fact, as we said before, at the year of the Churban, they were dating 380. if I ask him, what are you writing in your document, and he tells me 420, which in fact is how many years after the Churban? It's 40 years after the Churban, because it's from 380 to 420 is 40. I took his number, 420, I added 20 to that, 20 and 20, I get 40. And lo and behold, in fact, I am 40 years since the Churban. Continuing in the Gemara, E Toi Safra, let us say things are flipped around. The Sofer is unsure of what date to write, what exact date to write. Nishaile Latano Kama Choshiv, he should ask the Tana, how many years has it been since the Churban? So if he tells me, well, it's been 40 years since the Churban, v'nivtzar minayu esrin shonin, the sofer, the one who prepares the documents and takes the number 40 that he just heard and subtracts from that 20, umishkach le l'chumrei, and he'll find it exactly what he needs. Once again, as we said before, the sofer is aware of the hundreds of years. So he knows it's 400. He knows it's 400 something or other years. So he turns to the Tana. In this case, the Tana knows that he is, let us say, in our example, he knows for sure he's 40 years since the Churban. And the Sofer knows it's 400 something or other. He then hears 40 that the Tana says, and he subtracts 20 from that. 40 minus 20 is 20, and he already knows he's 400 something or other, so he'll now know to write 420. And that's the way he will then date his document. The Simonech, in order to remember the examples we just gave in terms of the Sofer, if he's unsure, he subtracts, and the Tana, if he's not sure, he adds. Remember the following phrase, Safra Betzira, Tana Toisva. The Sofer subtracts, and the Tana adds. The significance of this particular mnemonic is explained in Rashi. Rashi explains that a Sofer, by his nature, is very medactic in the letters, and if they're extra letters, he knows to erase them or not to include them. So that's what's incorporated in this little memory device. Sofer Betzira. Betzira means to subtract. The Sofer is exact, and he knows when to subtract letters. And Tana Toisva, there are different couple pshatim in Rashi. One Rashi is that Tana is responsible for Tosefta, for Tanaic literature that's called Tosefta, and you can, with a play on the words, Tosefta and Tosefes, adding something. So as we said above, if the Tana is not sure, he'll ask the person who prepares shtoros, who uses the Greek dating system, and he will add. As we saw above, the opening of Rav Papa's comment, Itoi Hai Tana V'lo Yoda Proti, then he asks the Sofer, and he adds to it 20. So, as we saw above in our example, if the Sofer is dating his shtar year 400, since 400 just ended in zeros, he adds a 20 to the zeros, and he comes out to year 20. And, in fact, if the Sofer was writing year 400, we are now 20 years since the Churban. Tana Debe Eliyahu, Sheshes Alofim Shona Havei Ha'olam. The source tells us that the year, the world, is said to have a lifespan of 6,000 years. Shnei alofim equals tohu. The first 2,000 are considered tohu. That's an expression that you find in the story of Bereishis, of creation, where at the before the actual creation set in, it was described as tohu vavohu. So the first 2,000 years are considered tohu. Sometimes translated as chaos, chaotic, but for our purposes, they represent the years before the years of Torah, dissemination of Torah knowledge. Shnei Alofim Torah, the second unit of 2000, namely the span of time from the year 2000 till the year 4000, are characterized as Torah, the years of Torah. Shnei Alofim, the last 2000 years, namely starting from the year 4000, equals Yemois HaMoshiach, are called the time, the era of the Moshiach. Bavoinoisenu Sherovu Yotsu Mehen Mashi Yotsu Mehen. If the from the year 4000 was already deemed the time that the ultimate Geula could have arrived, and we're now many years since that time, we have only to say that as a result of our numerous sins, the years that have passed, and we've eaten into that last 2,000 years quite extensively without being redeemed. The Gemara continues, Shnei Alofim Torah Me'emas. When we speak about the 2,000 years of Torah, from what historical point did that time period begin? Inemo mimatan Torah. If you want to calculate from the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai, well, ad hashto leko kulehai. That means that from Matan Torah until the year 4000, you don't get 2000 years. Dechi ma'ainis behu, when you look into the years of Tohu, until Matan Torah, if you start from, let's say, year one and work your way till Matan Torah, Tre Alfi Uproti Dahai Alfahu Dahavoi, you will find 2,000 years plus extra. Proti, we call it 2,000 years and change. It means 2,000 years and extra, and extra meaning an eating into the third thousand. Therefore, we can't use Matan Torah as the beginning point of the era called Torah, once again, because if you say that, you'll end up having more than 2,000 years for constituting Tohu. Therefore, we have to come up with a new starting point for the years of Torah, for that 2,000-year segment. Elo Mive'es ha-nefesh asher osu b'choron. From that point in time, that pasuk describes Avram, Avinu, and Sarah, Imenu, exposing people to Yediyas Hashem, to awareness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ugemiri, and we have a tradition, the Avram, Bahi Shaita, that Avram, Avinu, at that point, that the Pasuk says that they were involved in the dissemination of Torah or awareness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was Bar Chamshin Vitar Tihavi, was 52 years old. Kamo Batsrin Midatoni Tana. How much is missing from the 2000 if you were to have calculated from Matan Torah? Arbo Meo V'arboim V'tamni Shonin Havyon, 448 years. Once again, if you were to have counted from Matan Torah till the year 4000, you would have found that you're missing 448 years. Ki ma'aynis bei mehanefesh asher osu b'choron ad Matan Torah. However, if you look at the if you look into it and calculate from Avram Avinu being 52 at hanefesh asher osu b'choron, and you count from age 52 of Avram Avinu until Matan Torah, you will find Arba Mea V'Arboim V'Tam Nishon and Havyon. You will find exactly that, 448 years. In fact, Rashi points out, and we are not getting into the extensive calculations that one can see in the Rashi, but it's pointed out that Avram Avinu was born in the year 1948. Again, 1,948 years since Brias HaOlam. At that point, Avraham Avinu was born. Take 1948 plus 52, from birth till age 52, that completes 2,000. And at age 52, he was described as disseminating awareness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we can classify as the beginning of the Torah era. So from that point, from age 52, began the 2,000 years referred to as the years of Torah. The Gemara also mentioned that from age 52 till the actual Matan Torah at Mount Sinai, there was a passage of 448 years. How we arrive at all of these numbers, this is what Rashi spends a lot of time explaining. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rav Popo, I toi tana, velo yoda prote kamo have. If the Tana wants to know, he doesn't know, how many years have we eaten into the Yemois HaMoshiach, the Shailei L'Safra, ask the Sofer, similar to what we did above, you inquire of the ones who prepare Shtaros, Kama Kosiv, how much he is writing in his documents, V'nitfi alayhu arbo'in v'tamni, add to the number that he tells you, the number 48, u'mishkach le'lechumrei, and you will find it exactly. You will then find out how many years we are into the Yemois HaMoshiach. Let's use an example. In the year 4000, namely the time at which the Yemois HaMoshiach began, the Sofrim were writing into their documents year 552. We've noted on the side, you can see glancing at the asterisk remark in the margin, this is what we've included, that in the year 4000, the Sofrim were writing 552. We've noted that the Churban took place 172 years before the year 4000. In the year of the Churban, the Sofrim happened to be writing 380. Therefore, if at the beginning of this period, the year 4000, which is a number that ends in zeros, the Sofrim were writing 552. You take that number and add 48, you'll get 600. But as far as we're concerned, we're not focusing in these calculations on the hundreds, but you'll get to a number ending in zeros. So that's exactly what the case is. In the year of 4000, I don't know where I'm holding, let's say, and I ask them, what are you writing? And they tell me 552. So I know that I'm now in the year 4000. Let us say they write 572. I know that I am 20 years into the Yemois HaMoshiach. Let's go over that again with a correction. We must correct ourselves. If they write 572, then I take that number and I add to 72, I add 48, and what do I get? I get a number ending in 20. So I know that I'm 20 years into the Yemois HaMoshiach. So technically speaking, if they were writing 572, I would add 48 to that number. True, I would get 620, but as we said, the issue of the hundreds is not something people ever forget. They know that, but they don't know the units. Therefore, if he's writing 572, I would add 48. I would, in truth, I would get 620, but I'm not interested in the hundreds. I'm looking just at the end. I see 20. So I know that I'm 20 years into the Yemos HaMoshiach. We continue in the Gemara, the Simonech, in order to remember that that one is to add 48 to whatever the Sofer tells you, remember the following, Arboim Ushmoyne'ir, that there are 48 cities of Ore Levia, the cities that were given to the Levium upon entrance to Eretz Yisrael. As you may know, the Levium did not get land areas as the rest of Klal Yisrael, but they were given 48, we call them Levite cities. So if you remember 48, you'll remember to add 48 to the number, to the year that the Sofer is dating, and you will then know how many years you are into the Yemos HaMoshiach. Continuing in the Gemara, the Itoi Safra, if the Sofer is unsure of what to write, he's in doubt. Nishaili Litano Kamo Kotoni, he should ask the Tano, what year is it? The Nivzar Minayu Arboim Ushmoina, and he shall subtract 48, Umishkach Le Lechumre, and he'll find exactly what he needs. And we can just cite as an example, if the Tana tells us that it's year 4000, the Sofer, who counts from the Greek Empire, he should be writing year 552. So if he doesn't know exactly what year, he knows the 500 thing, but he doesn't know exactly what year, so he takes the number 4000, subtracts from it 48, and he will get a number 3952, but for our purposes it's a number ending with a 52, and he will know to write 552. Let us say, just another example, let us say the Tana tells him it's year 4020, so the Sofer knows he should subtract 48. So if he does that, he'll get to a number 3972. He knows the hundreds. He knows he's 500. He ought to be writing 500, but he doesn't know exactly. So he hears the Tana telling him 4020. He subtracts 48. He gets a number 3972. He takes the 72 and inserts that into what he already knows, the 500, and he'll date 572. Omer Rav Huna, let's go over this, the Gemara, let's read again. The Simonech, in order to remember what we just said with regard to the Sofer not knowing, and then what does he do? And the Tana not knowing what does he do, we have the following saying. Safra Betzira, the Sofer subtracts. The Sofer is the one who prepares the documents. So, as we just mentioned in our last example, when he asks the Tana, what does he write? So he gets a number, and he, the Sofer, shall subtract from that 48. And the Tana, when he doesn't know, he asks the Sofer, what is he writing? And the Tana, Toisva, he adds. He adds 48. Omer Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Haiman de lo yoda kamo shoni b'shavua hu oimed. Let us say a person doesn't know what year of the sabbatical cycle he is in. The sabbatical cycle is the Shemitah cycle. The Shemitah cycle is a 7-year cycle. that culminates in the Shemitah year, the year that we refrain from agricultural activity and other halachas that are related. So let us say a person doesn't know what year of the sabbatical of the Shemitah cycle he is holding in. In other words, how many years are left till the next Shemitah? What should he do? Nitfi chad shasa. He should add 1 year onto the number of years since the Churban. If he knows how many years it has been since the Churban, so he takes that number, adds one to that number, then, and we continue. V'nachshoiv kloli biyovli. Let us say, for example, you have a person that knows he's 445 years since the Churban. This is a number we're pulling out of the hat. Let's say he knows that. He adds one. He gets now a number 446. The Gemara said, V'nachshav kloli biyovli uproti b'shivuyi. The klal are the hundreds. So he's going to focus on the year. We just mentioned in our example, 445 years. We added one, 446. So he then focuses on the 400. That's the kloli. And he calculates in a course of 400 years how many yovels are there. A yovel is a period of 50 years. The nishkal mimeal trei, for every 100 years that he has, he takes two. The nishti aproti, and adds that number to the units. In our example, we said we got to the number 446. Looking at 400, we know there are 8 yovels. He then adds 8 to the proti. The proti in our example was 46. So he adds 8 to 46. He gets a number 54. As the Gemara goes on, V'nachshuvinu leproti b'shvui. He then takes that number 54 and calculates how many shvui. Shvui are Shemitah cycles. How many Shemitah cycles are in 54? So in our example, he would take 54 divided by 7. He'll then get 7. 7 times 7 is 49, with a remainder of 5. V'yeda kamo shoni b'shavua. And he'll know, with that calculation, what year of the Shemitah cycle he is holding by. So in our example, he's holding in the 5th year of the Shemitah cycle. In other words, another 2 years till the Shemitah. V'simonech, in order to remember this aspect of the calculation, namely, taking of 2 years for every 100, remember the following. Kizeh shnosayim horov bekerav haaretz. The word shnosayim is an indication of 2 years. It refers to 2 years. So you'll remember, if you remember that posuk, you'll remember that for every 100 years that you are holding in since the Churban, for every 100 years, you take two, and then that number that you had for the each 100 years, as we mentioned before, you add that to the proti and make the calculation as we described. And as you can see in our marked Gemaras, we have this included in the margin where you see the double asterisk. Omar Rebbe Chanina. Before we go further, let's glance at the side for a topic heading. Nosei. We will see two deos, krovos ulizu, two opinions that are actually fairly close to one another. Mishona mesuyemes acharei shnas arbos alofim. From a certain year, there are two opinions to this, from a certain year, after the year 4000, Loi lanois lahatsois mifatois arachishis karka b'chutz laretz. A person should not respond to alluring offerings of land purchase outside of Eretz Yisrael. Chaval al hadiner. It's a shame to waste even a dollar, so to speak, on whatever amount they may be offering you. So even if they're offering you prime real estate in a very expensive neighborhood, but it's a certain number of years after the year 4000, they can offer you 10 square miles in whatever choice you have for your example of prime real estate, and say no thank you. It's a chaval, it's a waste of the dollar. And the reason for that is because the feeling is that at this particular date, the ultimate redemption can certainly take place. It goes without saying that when the ultimate redemption takes place, everyone comes to Eretz Yisrael and will receive a portion of land in over there. Turning to the Gemara, Omar Rebbe Chanina. We've noted him as number one, as you'll appreciate a little later when we see a second example soon. Omar Rebbe Chanina, Achar Arba Meis Lechurban Habayis. We've written in between the lines, this is the year 4228. After the year 4228, which happens to be the date of 400 years after the destruction of Bais Sheni. Bais Sheni was destroyed in the year 3828. So 3828 plus 400 gets you to 4228. So after the year 4228, Im Yom Aloch Odom, Kach Sade Shove Elef Dinarim B'Dinar Echad, someone offers you a piece of land that's worth 1,000 dinar. Dinar is a type of currency. And he offers it to you for one dinar. Lo tikach, don't accept the offer. Rashi, in the lower part of the Rashi commentary, says, al tikach, shi keitz hageula, v'tikbatz lahar hakodesh l'nachlas avisecha, v'loma tafsid hadinar. Because this is a date, which unfortunately many, many years have gone by since that date, but it's from that point that the ultimate redemption could have taken place, and as Rashi points out, from that point on, people at any instant would be expected to, or would will be drawn to Eretz Yisrael and receive his portion there. B'masnisa tana, we go on in the Gemara for a second opinion. Achar arboas alofim umosayim ushloishim viachas shana lebrias oilam. That means, in the year 4,231, which means 4,231 years after creation, im yoyim aloch odom kach lechaz sode shove elef dinrim bedinar echad al tikach. If someone makes the same offer as we saw just above, don't accept it. My binayu, what is the difference between Rabbi Chanina's date and the Tana's date, the Tanaic sources date? Iko binayu tlas shonin. The Masnisa Tafya Tlas Shani. There's a discrepancy of 3 years where the Tanaic source adds 3 years. In other words, according to the Brisa, the Golos, the exile, would last 3 years more than the amount of time Rabbi Chanina said. We have written in the dates to make this Gemara quite a bit easier, so we can see very quickly Rabbi Chanina spoke about from the year 4228. Onwards, don't accept alluring real estate deals. And the Tana said from the year 4231, with a discrepancy of 3 years, don't accept alluring real estate deals. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.